I spoke earlier this morning and indicated some of the things that I wanted to cover this in this service. If I have a thought that I want you to remember this morning, it would be this. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Now, I will put myself on record right here and let you know that I do believe in more than one resurrection. I recognize that among our Baptist people, there are different schools of thought as to whether there is one resurrection, two resurrections, or more. But I'm convinced, as I study the Word of the Lord, there are two. If you are a general resurrectionist who believes that that's all going to happen at one time, I'm not going to fall out with you, and I hope you won't with me. But I am going to preach this morning what I believe the Scripture teaches. So having made that preface, you can then accept or you can reject, as you can any time, because you don't have to agree with me on anything. But the Word of the Lord is going to stand. And I've got a short amount of time to cover it here. There is no way, if I had 2 hours, that I could cover all of this. No way in the world. I remember when I first went to California, one of the first things that I was asked when I went out there was, said, are you pre- or post-millennialist? I didn't know what they were talking about. I mean, we'd never heard of such a thing in this part of the country, as, or at least I hadn't, and I'd been preaching here for a few years, and I'd never heard that. But I found out right away that out there, you better be able to identify yourself as to which one of those two schools of thought you belong to, and depending on which school of thought you were in, is whether or not you were going to be welcome in a lot of those Baptist churches out there. And if you happened to be a pre and you went to a post, you were in trouble, or vice versa. So I began to do some studying on my own, and I listened to a lot of different preachers and a lot of different people. And I was fortunate that I had a gentleman in the church who he loved the book of Revelation. He spent all his time reading and studying the book of Revelation, and he delighted in being able to come in and sit down with me and trip me up on what the Scripture said. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, we need to add Norm to our prayer list. Norm's been sick, and I noticed he's not here this morning. And that just ran through my mind, so now I'm going to get right back. You find out that people who study the Scripture all the time, and if they're, quote, an expert in one area, that usually they are in that area. And so I recognize that Clyde was just always trying to trip me up to see what I believe. And most of the time I didn't know, and I would just tell him that. In the text that I read to you this morning is out of the book of Revelation, 20th chapter, and the sixth verse. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, for on such the second death hath no power. Now, I believe there is a resurrection of the just or the saved, and there is a resurrection of the dead or the damned. And that those two are not going to be spontaneous, that there is going to be a separation in those. And that first resurrection is going to be when the Lord Jesus Christ sends and his angels back to deliver and to redeem to take the redeemed from off of the earth. And that's not only going to be those who are alive here, but those who are dead who are going to come forth for the resurrection of life. Those are those who are alive. And certainly that's going to happen one of these days. Whether we like to think so or not, there's going to be a time whenever that the Lord is going to look down and say it's enough, and he's going to come and take the redeemed out first. Now, let me say to you this morning who are redeemed, then you don't have to spend a lot of time worrying about the fifth through the latter part of the book of Revelation, because you're not going to be here for that. I have people who all the time are concerned about all of the things that are talked about in the book of Revelation that are going to come to pass. And there are some terrible things that are going to happen. Don't you misunderstand me for a second. There are going to be things that surpass the minds of man to comprehend and understand that God is going to see that comes to pass here upon this earth and to the people who are here. But for you who are redeemed, you're already going to have been taken out. There are prime examples in the Word of the Lord to substantiate my position that the Lord is going to take the redeemed out. Going all the way back to whenever that he had Lot, who was one of his, to go down into Sodom and Gomorrah and live there among those people, and he didn't live a very good life. And so it isn't going to be based upon how good you've been living as to which one of those you're going to go in. It's going to be as to whether or not you are one of God's children, whether or not you have been redeemed, whether you've been saved as you live here upon the face of the earth. Lot was down here. He was living among the Sodomites. He was living among them, and he'd done his best to be accepted among them, but they had not accepted him as fully as he had hoped they had and as he had thought they had. But whenever that God had finally looked down and said, I've had all of Sodom and Gomorrah that I can stand, I'm going to destroy it from off the face of the earth. He said, I've got something I've got to do before that happens. Now, this is paraphrased. Please understand, you're not going to go back over there and find where it says it just exactly the way that I'm quoting it to you. I'm not quoting it to you, I'm telling it to you. But you can go back over here and substantially find what I'm saying. And whenever he did, he said, I've got something else I've got to do. I've got to get Lot out of there. One of the old prophets said, will the Lord destroy the righteous with the sinful? No, he's not going to. The righteous are not going to be destroyed with the sinner. The righteous are going to be spared. He said, I've got to go down there and I've got to get Lot out of there before I destroy the city. And the angels went down there and they told Lot what was going to happen. And they said, and we cannot do anything until you're out of here. So God is not going to leave his people here to go through that destruction. You're going to say, my goodness, what is he preaching about? Well, we're talking about resurrection. That's what today is supposed to be about, a resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive, who is resurrected from the grave. One of these days, we're going to be resurrected. Now, depending on whether or not you're one of God's children, whether you're going to be in the first resurrection, and the Bible says, blessed or happy is he that is in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power. And we have to understand that man is going to die. He's going to die physically, and we're going to die spiritually. We who have been made alive in Christ Jesus, we have to die to the old man of sin. We've already made that second death, so to speak. We died to the old man of sin. God saved us and we're alive forevermore. We're never going to die again. Spiritually speaking, now we're not. Naturally, we're going to die, every single one of us. Not a one of you going to escape. None are going to escape. So, well, I might be here when the rapture comes. Well, if you are, you're going to die anyway, according to the word of the Lord. I'm sorry, you aren't going to be exempt. It's going to happen. Well, anyway, he said, happy is the man that has part in the first resurrection. That first resurrection is going to be of the redeemed. John writes about it over in the fifth chapter of the book of John. He says, you know, he's talking about that there's going to be those who are the righteous and there are going to be those who are not the righteous, you know. There's a time space between these resurrections. The time space is 1,000 years. That's taught right here in the Word of God. And I can back up and I can read to you here from the same book in the book of Revelation. And I saw the throne and they sat upon them. I find my glasses. And judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Now, I my preacher brethren who get up and preach there's only one resurrection, I can't figure out how in the world then they explain this is the first resurrection. That implies there's going to be a second resurrection. And it's not an implication, it's taught in the word of the Lord. The first resurrection is going to be those who are redeemed, those who have been saved. That's you and me as a child of God. Does that mean while we're still? No, it doesn't mean many of us are going to be out here in the city of the dead already, as I mentioned this morning earlier. Those graves are going to come open, and when they do, the bodies are going to come forth. They're going to come forth and they're going to receive a new body. We're going to have a new body. We're going to have a new garment, so to speak, about us. And we're going to live forever with Him. He's going to take all of the redeemed. He won't miss a single one whenever it's time to redeem, to bring home those who are redeemed. Every single one of them. And there's an order of the resurrections. They that are in Christ, those who are dead are going to be raised up, and then those who are alive will be caught up to meet Him with the Lord, and so shall they ever be with Him. So there's an orderliness to everything that God does. And He does things in order. And He does things on His time, not mine and not yours. I don't know when this is going to be, but it is going to happen. There is going to be a resurrection of the just. Now then, listen. He said, but the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Now listen. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now then, at the end of that 1,000 years, Satan is going to be bound. Now, I'm going to tell you, he's not bound today, and there's not been a time in our history where he has been bound since the day that God gave him the privilege of coming here in the world and walking up and down seeking whom he may to devour. He has not been bound. He's been loosed all of that time. So those who would stand this morning and preach or to tell you, or you read and you believe, or you believe as you read it, that Satan has already been bound, I want to know what period of time that was. I want to know when there was a time that sin was not prevalent here in the world. It has not been yet. But when Satan is bound, it's going to stop. But then it says he's got to be loose for a little season. And there's a reason he's got to be loose for a little season. I don't have time to go into that. I've got to get to the rest of this. I've got to get you a second resurrection in here. First of all, that first resurrection, those who are the righteous, those who are redeemed, they're going to stand in judgment the same as those who are lost are going to stand in judgment. But we're going to be judged for different reasons. We're going to be judged for those things the works which we have done. We're going to be judged. It'll be determined at that time. Not whether we're going to go to heaven or hell. That's going to be determined while you're living down here upon the face of the earth. You're going to make that determination. Every single one of you will make that determination. The only exception will be these little ones. If that resurrection, if that time of the Lord coming would be today, these little ones are going to be okay. They've not reached the age of accountability yet. They are not accountable. And so they would be okay. But for every single individual who's here this morning who has reached the age of accountability, you make the determination as to whether you go to heaven or you go to hell. That's not going to be determined when you get up there and stand before God Almighty. That's already been determined. That was determined while you lived down here. You made that decision down here. But when you stand before Him, and I'm convinced that every single one of us will stand before Him, the redeemed are going to be there, and they're going to hear the rewards that they're going to receive. We're not going to stand there and He's going to say, plus this, minus this, plus that. That's not the way it's going to work. And I can tell you what's going to judge us. The same is going to judge those who are lost. The books, the Bible, the Word of God. That's going to be the bar. Every single one of us are going to be judged by that same set of standards. You're not going to get it easier than I am, or I'm not going to have it more difficult than you are. The only exception that I find in the word of the Lord to that is that there is a woe pronounced upon me that you don't have. And it is woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Yeah, that's in the word of the Lord. That's right there. And so I have a responsibility to preach the word to you this morning. Listen, listen now. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Listen. And I saw the dead. Who's dead this morning? It's not just those out there lying in the cemetery. It's those who are dead in trespasses and sin. It's those who have rejected the Lord. Those who have denied Him. That's who the dead are. They are eternally dead. They're not just dead right now. We're talking spiritual death now. Those who have come to the Lord and been saved, we are alive. We are alive forevermore in Christ Jesus, according to the word of the Lord. And we're never going to die again. No. My text this morning to those of you who weren't here in the opening service was whenever that the Lord asked Ezekiel about the dry bones. He said, shall they live again? Can these live again? I want you to know I am alive forevermore. Not naturally. I'm going to die just like the rest of you. But spiritually, I am alive. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Behold, old things are passed away and all things are new, according to the word of the Lord. Now then, He said, I saw the dead. Keep that in mind. That tells you who's going to be at this judgment. This is the second judgment. Blessed is he that has part in the first resurrection, for such on such the second death hath no power. Yeah. Not going to worry about that as a child of God when I stand there, whether or not God's going to say, you're going to hell, parson. He's not going to do it. If he does, he's a liar. He's a liar. And God is not a liar. You know why I say he's a liar? Because he'd have to say to me right then, I never knew you. And he has. Yeah, I've known him. He knew me when he saved my soul. He's not going to lie, folks. We'll lie about anything under the sun. People say, man, I don't believe saved people will lie. I'm going to tell you something. I've heard more lies from saved people than I've ever heard from people who aren't saved. Don't you kid yourself. We'll lie, steal, chill, fight, fuss, and do everything else that other people will. Now, a Christian won't do that. So when you're being Christ-like, you don't do that. But you're not Christ-like all the time. We have our moments when we're not. Listen, the dead are those who are here at this judgment. Small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, I'm sorry, I ran ahead of myself. Which is the Book of Life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. They're going to answer for their works. What's going to happen to them? Well, just as I believe there are different levels in heaven, I believe there are different degrees of punishment in hell. You can believe whatever you want to about that. Now, I don't know that I can substantiate that with Scripture. But I do know that we're going to be rewarded in heaven according to our works. Because Jesus talked about laying up treasures for ourselves in heaven while we're working down here. But I'm also convinced there are degrees of punishment in hell. Now, that's my judgment. But it says that they will be judged according to their works based on what is written in the books. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Those for that judgment are going to be those who are resurrected at the second resurrection. Those are those who are going to come forth from the sea. They're going to come forth from the graves. They're going to be come out of hell, and they're going to be judged. Who's going to be there with them? Satan himself. And then he in turn will be cast into the lake of fire forever. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. So this morning, whenever you leave here, and you're thinking about the resurrection today, and you're thinking about the Lord, I hope that you'll think about which one of those resurrections you're going to be in. And I'll guarantee you, that determination will be made while you're here. It will not be later. The other example I wanted to use, and I know my time's up. If you go back and you take whenever that God looked down the first time and saw the wickedness of man, he said, "I'll destroy the earth and everything that there is in it." But the Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know why I'm going to escape the destruction? You know why I'm going to escape that second death? Is because I found grace in the eyes of the Lord, just as each one of you did. Now, when Noah built that ark, and he and his family went in, the Lord shut the door. The destruction did not come to those people until those who were in the ark were taken up. Now you think about that. All that I said in the beginning, some of you probably already were questioning about from the fifth chapter on whether or not we're going to be here for that. I'll guarantee you we're not. God's going to take us up before the destruction begins to come up on the earth, just like he did Noah, who found grace in his eyes. Shut him in, and the destruction came, and there was no one else who was spared. And they died. Thank you for your good attention, for your presence this morning. That may be the most unusual Easter sermon you're ever going to hear. It's a pretty serious one, I can tell you that. Because it is serious business that we're talking about when we're talking about where we're going to be forever. And I didn't cover very well the part about how that we're going to have the new body and everything. As I said, I could take 2 hours and not even begin to cover.